Hello and welcome to this week's workshop. So we will be speaking about beliefs and how important they are in relation to reality creation. Because our beliefs are truly the building blocks of reality creation. So what we believe, we create. And our beliefs are either conscious or subconscious. And what does subconscious mean? It means what we don't know that we don't know. So when our beliefs are subconscious, we are unaware of them and we are creating our reality from an unconscious, a subconscious, an unaware place. And we are creating our reality 24/7 all the time. And our beliefs, they come from our conditioning, from society, from our caretakers, from our environment. And we are creating on autopilot through the subconscious mind. So 95% of our external reality that's being reflected back to us is being reflected back to us from the subconscious mind. So when we evolve our beliefs in the subconscious mind towards our desires, in relation to our desires, for our desires versus against them, then we start to really see our reality change and warp and shift around us. And so what is a belief? A belief is a thought that has been thought over and over and over again that becomes a feeling, which then becomes a belief. And that belief creates your self-concept and your identity. So people always speak to you about you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. So who you are is created from the conscious and subconscious thoughts that become a feeling, that become a belief, that creates your self-concept and your identity, which is the I am state, which is who you are. So really allow that to land, really see how it's all connected. Because when I understood this, this is when every single thing changed for me in my life. Because there's a lot of information out there that has this information, but they have it in a way that's really hard to understand or in a way that's not fully connected. So it's hard to conceptualize and hard to understand how to actually apply it. And people apply half of the equation and not the full equation, and because of that they don't see results, which then make them believe that they're not creating their reality, and then they go back into victim state. So the input that we put in, which is our conditioning, that as an adult now, or even as a child, depending on how conscious you are, you have the choice to choose what you input to your system, to your program, to this divine computer that you are. And that influences your thoughts. And then you choose to think really beneficial thoughts that relate to your desire, that bring you closer to your desire, that become bring you in oneness with your desire. Then you create the feeling by opening up your heart and receiving the belief. And then from there, you start to solidify the belief, solidify the I am affirmations, solidify that knowing, solidify that thought, solidify the vision. As a belief which becomes then, through repetition, through consistency, becomes a self-concept and an identity, and now you are in the I am state. I am worthy of abundance. I am worthy of love. I'm worthy of all my desires. I have created my desires. It has already been done. And from that I am state, which everybody tells you now, you attract who you are, not what you want. Want creates separation. I am here, I want this, and my desire is here, and therefore it will always give you separation. It will always give you lack, because wanting is, it comes from a place of lack. It has to be I have, I am. And from this I am state gets projected the reality of your dreams. But you have to become, you have to do, then you will have. The be, do, have method. The being is the knowing, the I am, the evolving of your self-concept, your identity to your higher self, to your God self. The doing is taking that aligned action that has been given to you from your higher self. After the being, which is the I am, the doing, which is the aligned action given to you from the I am state of the higher self, the self that's already received your desires, then I have in my external reality. Because your external reality is reflecting who you are. And who you are has evolved into the version of yourself that already has your desires. So your external reality is then does nothing but reflect back to you what you are. So I really want you to understand how the mechanics of the universe works in relation to this. So what we need to do is we need to evolve our thoughts, evolve our feelings, evolve our beliefs, which create our self-concept and identity, the I am. We need to take massive aligned action. Massive in the sense of going out of our comfort zone. Massive in the sense where as soon as we feel the urge, we take that aligned action. But not action that doesn't...
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives, and so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.